This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes, Countdown to Socialism, Californian Devin Nunes, San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system, and Congressman Devin Nunes. We go to California and energy prices. Good evening to you, Member of Congress, your state of California, in the headlines in the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. California scrambles to find electricity to offset plant closures. Wall Street Journal. California is racing to secure large amounts of power in the next few years to make up for the impending closure of fossil fuel power plants and a nuclear facility that provides nearly 10% of the electricity generated in the state. California Public Utilities Commission has ordered utilities to buy an unprecedented amount of renewable energy and battery storage as the state phases out four natural gas-fired power plants and retires Diablo Canyon, the state's last nuclear plant. While the companies are moving quickly to contract for power, the commission and the state's grid operator have recently expressed concern that the purchases may not be enough to prevent electricity shortages in coming summers. Devin, we can look ahead years or we can look to next summer. Renewable, is it adequate? Is it going to satisfy the demand of electricity, knowing that you are in the breadbasket and without power, we don't get food? Good evening to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Johnny. You may remember just a few months ago, I led our California Republican delegation in a letter to say that, look, we better not close the last nuclear power plant that sits right in on the central coast of California because it's 10% of our power and you have no way to make it up. So this is why we were having, you know, we were already, remember, having brownouts just over the course of the last 3 months. So the idea here that they're now going to close down natural gas-fired power plants, they're going to have to import, ultimately what they're doing is they're going to import coal-fired power from Wyoming and anywhere else they can get it because there's just simply not, there's not enough renewables. There's never, you know, likely going to be enough renewables because until there's a breakthrough on batteries and the ability to store this power, they're really not practical. And that plays itself out in just the price of electricity, which is skyrocketing here in the state. I mean, it's up, John. If it's not the highest priced electricity in the United States, I'd be shocked, but it must be. If not, it's in the top two or three, and you know we're closing in on 40 cents a kilowatt. Just got in the mail the other day that they're trying to give all sorts of sign you up for a program. The electricity companies here that are basically quasi government run now by the socialist left to not use power between the hours of 4 p.m. And 10 p.m. Because that's when the sun goes down, and because there's so much solar here, and because you're not going to have a nuclear power plant or these gas power plants, you're just simply not going to have enough power once that sun starts to go down.
4 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's when the children get home from school. So you're to turn your electricity off and what? Candlelight? What is
that? that's the question. And you know if you're in the San Joaquin Valley, you know, where we are the breadbasket of the solar system, but part of the reason we are the breadbasket of the solar system is because we have more heat units. So, you know, in the summertime, we'll have days, it's seldom that we get below 90, 95 degrees, and a lot of days will be up over 100 because it takes a lot of heat to grow 300 different crops as quickly and as well as we do. So it hurts the inland part of California even worse, especially my area, which is why we've been so adamant about what the hell's wrong with you. You've got Diablo Nuclear Power Plant producing power at a fraction of what people are paying. I mean, it's estimated that Diablo is only costing between 4 to 6 cents a kilowatt. Yet, you know, all of this new solar installation is 40 cents or more. And then, like I said, it's just not reliable. I mean, look, if it worked, everybody would be doing it. I mean, everybody would quickly put up a solar panel, get a battery, and go off the grid. I mean, there would be all sorts of new inventions. But the problem is that the batteries just haven't kept up with the ability to produce power. And not to mention, John, just a side note, but an important one for the listeners to understand, to build these, first of all, the solar panels and windmills are mainly coming from China. But also, to make these solar panels and to make batteries, it takes rare earth elements. Well, the United States, especially California, have made it almost impossible with the environmental regulations to go and mine for these rare earth elements. So China, which relies on either slave labor or very low-paid labor to do it, in China, they've got some top reserves. But also, they've went out into Africa and locked up a lot of those reserves also. So it's estimated that the Chinese, of known rare earth elements, have locked up a majority of the marketplace for these elements that you need to make batteries and solar panels. So this is not just an issue of Californians paying more for electricity and likely not going to have enough electricity, but it's also adding to the problem of having to import products from China.
The puzzle about California is that the commission is planning ahead, the Utilities Commission. They can see the shortfalls. They don't have an answer, Devin. They started this planning before the present round of energy cutbacks. They're blaming the drought. They're blaming a hotter and hotter summers. They're blaming climate. They started the planning before all of this was apparent. But they're not now revising their plans, given the shortfall. This is the Wall Street Journal. California has already been strained to keep the lights on this year. Wildfires have disrupted power transmission. A severe drought has crimped hydroelectric production throughout the West. Those involved in developing the new energy sources say they anticipate significant challenges in moving fast enough to ensure adequate supplies. That's very careful talk for you're not going to have enough power to keep the lights on and have everybody provided for, even if you can pay for it. But who is going to strain to pay for it? The least among you, Devin. Who's going to help them keep the lights on in the modest homes?
Well, look, I would first say it's going to be, first they're saying sign up for this great program, don't use any power between 4 p.m. and 10. But next it will become mandatory is what they will do. And then they'll ration power. That'll be ultimately where this ends up, either rationing by forcing people to do it, just keep raising the price to where, like you said, you'll have to have candlelight, or you just run out of power and they'll have these rolling brownouts that we experienced just a few months ago. But John, just to kind of finish up on this topic, this plays right into what we've been talking about the last couple months, where I've described the Socialist Democratic Party in the United States of America as a neo-Marxist party, calling them a neo-Marxist because it's a new form of Marxism that hasn't been tried before, and that is that they do things that simply don't work. They worship cults. So all of this idea that you're going to have to go to solar and wind is because they're worshiping the climatology gods, the global warming gods, all made up nonsense. And so when you start to force people to do this, you run out of power. So you can run around all day long claiming global warming when the reality is that even if you believe in global warming, China's not stopping. Most of these other countries aren't stopping. So even if the United States quit entirely, just shut our whole economy down, if you believe Obama and everybody else, the oceans are going to rise and they are going to cover up the whole United States. But, of course, it's not going to happen because they can't decide between global warming and cooling, global cooling. That's why they settled on this whole idea of climate change. Because it's a fairy tale, John. It's just a fairy tale. The climate, not that the climate doesn't change, it does. I mean, there's historical, we know that over centuries, it kind of changes, it warms and cools as we go. But this idea that we're going to do anything to stop it and that shutting down Diablo Nuclear Power Plant is going to help, you know, flies in just the face of reality. Why would you take 10% of California's power that is green and clean and paid for and cheap? And if you think the oceans are going to rise and cover up San Francisco and the port of Los Angeles and everywhere else, why in the hell would you shut it down? So once again, it's how long can they keep their voting block of their chosen LB, black, green, color, pick every what color you want, but keep them stupid, keep them in the literally in the dark, in this case, oppress them, feed them fake information, and have them, run around with, climate hysteria all day, eventually bad things happen. And that's what's happening now, is now you're faced with reality, is that we're going to be out of power, we're going to pay more for power, and their very voting blocks that they're relying on are the ones that are going to get hurt worse. The people that are relying on government, living to paycheck to paycheck, that are their reliable voting block, are going to get absolutely hammered by this, and they don't give a damn.
Just in case you were feeling better, the national average for a price of gasoline, a gallon, is $3.22 as of last Wednesday, according to the AAA, which is the highest since October 2014. In California, this is CNBC reporting, the average price is more than a dollar higher at $4.42 a gallon. In the state's Mono County, prices have topped $5. So the state that depends upon the highway system and people driving to work or driving in their valets is now paying the highest average price in America. Because fossil fuel is bad for you, because you have no other way to get around, so you have higher electricity prices and higher gasoline prices. Devin, this explains why people are leaving California. It doesn't make any sense. There's no growth here.
Well, it kind of shows you why, basically people that are educated conservatives, Republicans, especially if they're towards retirement age, they're getting the hell out, because it's just a tax on them, and they can live so much better in these states. And so they're relying on these people that are just going to stay in the dark, believe that either you believe that Republicans are white supremacists, which is the other cult, or you believe in, you worship the global warming gods. And meanwhile, these people are getting absolutely hammered. Like you said, John, it's across the board. It's the gas price, electricity price, it's food prices, especially here in the San Joaquin Valley. We've talked about the fires and the water and all that they also blame on the global warming gods. But it's really hurting the working man and woman in the state of California. And I don't know how much longer it's sustainable, but they've managed to sustain it so far. Newsom survived the recall here. So we'll see if they can continue to survive. I mean, I guess they're betting that their voting blocks will stay. They'll continue to feed them disinformation and fake news, and they're counting on Republicans and conservatives leaving the state.
I have an article in the Dallas News about the counties in Texas, the top 10 counties where Californians are choosing to buy new homes, how much cheaper home is, how much cheaper commuting is. We're talking about well-to-do people. The numbers here are surprising, given that these are your high-end producers. They're saying, and this is the Dallas News bragging, so, there's some element of schadenfreude. They're boasting about how good life is. They're talking about tens of thousands of Californians with good jobs moving to Texas. Not the scale of that, but the same direction to Florida, especially the financial Californians out of San Francisco moving to California. That's the tax base that you need to subsidize the homes that are going to have shortfall of electricity because they can't pay their utility bills.
Yeah, and John, the funny thing about it is that the left, which own the billionaires and the tech oligarchs, they will brag. They will publicly and privately say, the socialist Democrats in this state, we don't care, leave. We're creating more billionaires faster than anyone. And so it kind of shows you they're catering to those billionaires while relying on the poorest of the poor people to keep them in the dark by creating these cults for them to follow in order to reserve their voting block. And they really don't give a damn about a young entrepreneur or anybody that's a risk taker that are trying to actually build things, grow things, make things, like here in the San Joaquin Valley. You've got this, the breadbasket of the solar system, and every single policy that is resulting from the cults that they worship are hurting directly one of the last great pieces of the California economy that is still the largest agricultural state. They're trying to hammer that too. And meanwhile, they just rely that, they don't care about Elon Musk moving to Texas and these other guys moving to Texas, because they're just going to create more billionaires. They seem to be geniuses. I mean, they can just print billionaires like no tomorrow and tax the hell out of them, and they're going to support the socialist Democrats, and life is going to be good. I don't know. Maybe the music will stop someday. Maybe it won't. But I can tell you, I don't know. There's no example throughout human history that something like this has ever worked.
Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, podcaster Devin Nunes at Apple Podcasts, author Devin Nunes, Countdown to Socialism, and Californian Devin Nunes. We're now headed back to Congress in our imaginations with Congressman Devin Nunes because the Build Back Better program is still on the docket for Congress to vote or not to vote coming days. What does that mean about green innovation? What does that mean about the price of gasoline? What does that mean about inflation? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.